The letter from Superintendent Burmaster cites a resolution from the American Psychological Association that calls on schools nationwide to drop Indian logos and mascots. The psychologists say they create a hostile learning environment by promoting negative stereotypes. Burmaster says she supports bills in the legislature that would force schools to prove their mascots are not harmful or pay fines for not changing them. The bills have not gotten a hearing. The chair of the state Senate's Education Committee, Republican Luther Olson, opposes them. He lives in a city that still proudly cheers the Berlin Indians at his alma mater. Berlin school superintendent Jerry Runis says neither the name nor the mascot is controversial in his city, and Burmaster's call to change it isn't likely to have much of an impact.
The former state superintendent, John Benson, back in the early, mid-90s, sent us out a same type of letter. So we gather that as information if we ever have to use it, and I have a folder on it, and we will continue to put it in that folder and look at it as we need to.
The logos and mascots have been controversial in some school districts, prompting recall elections of school boards that tried to change them. Supporters of keeping them say it should be a local decision, not a state-mandated policy. Some schools have dealt with the issue by changing the logo but keeping the name. The Mosinee Indians are still the Indians, but Superintendent Jerry Rosso says the school replaced the chieftain with a headdress that used to dance on the sidelines.
There are no caricatures. We do not have mascots that depict Native Americans, nor do we use any type of logo anymore. Our logo is a large M, which stands for Mosinee. So I don't think it has a big bearing on us.
Native American activists would like to see both names and mascots replaced, and while they praise Superintendent Burmaster's letter, some advocate even more pressure on schools that still won't give them up. Harvey Gunderson of the Wisconsin Indian Education Association is fighting to get the Osseo School District to change its logo. He'd like to see high schools adopt a policy that many universities have, refusing to play preseason non-conference games with schools that have Indian logos.
That sends a very strong message to the community. You're really not doing something that we approve of here, and that's why we're not going to play you.
Gunderson has sent letters with that message to several school districts urging them to put peer pressure on the teams they play with. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.